Hello.
Hi, good morning. It's Bella. I'm calling from Family First Home Care. Is this Patricia?
No, this is our daughter.
Is it Ms. Savvy?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
I'm good. So I'm calling regarding Patricia Long for the home care services. She sent an application for home care?
Yes.
Okay, so we got a notice from her insurance that her insurance can service her for home care. And I just want to check in. Does Patricia have an aide that she wants to sign up? Like, will you be the aide for her, or you want me to look for
her? That's what I told them. I don't have an aide, and they told me that they was going to get me. They had two people in mind. That's what I was told.
Got it. Okay, so what we can do is I'll just need Patricia's basic information to take down, and then we'll start looking for aid. We'll just make sure everything is going good and Patricia gets her care. Was Patricia already approved for home care, or you don't know yet?
Yeah, she was approved already.
Everything
starts Monday.
It starts Monday with which agency?
With, hold on. I'm in the middle of driving. What's the name of your agency? Who am I speaking with? Are you Keystone?
I'm from Family First, and we got you from Keystone Home Care. Doesn't Patricia have an aide already?
So she already has an aide, but it was New Century. It's with New Century Home Care. The New Century. I think it's New Century Home Care.
And they got her aide already?
No, what I'm saying is I'm leaving. That's the people that I'm leaving.
Got it. Okay. So that's why I'm calling, because we're going to look for a good aide for you.
Okay.
Let me just take down her basic information so I can log into her Medicaid account, and then I'll reach out to our staffing department to look for an aide. I'll just need her preferences, okay?
Okay.
Can I get her date of birth?
11/29/1939.
Pull up her Medicaid ID. One second, I'll just log into her Medicaid account. Can you give me her address, meanwhile?
Yes, 5005 Chester, Chester Avenue, first floor, apartment A.
Okay, and what's the zip code?
19143.
And in which city is that?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia. Got it. Okay. Is there any kids at the house?
No kids.
Perfect. Okay, let me log into her account. Her first name is Patricia. Her last name is Long, right?
Yes, Patricia A. Long, yes.
Do you know how many hours she's approved for?
84
hours. So you'll need two caregivers, yeah?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, so you need two caregivers. What's your preferences for a caregiver?
Someone older. I know no more young people for me. No more young people. Someone that's willing to work, that's dedicated, you know, that's more, you know, more like hands-on, that's, you know, that communicates with their clients. You know, someone a little older.
Okay, and what do you want to do when she's there? Like housekeeping or personal care?
Oh, no, so like light housekeeping, a little cooking. My mom might ask her to help with breakfast. Nothing major. She know how to wash herself up. She need help to wash clothes, to go up and down the steps. A little cleaning, nothing major, because we pretty much help out. Me and my brother and my sister is pretty much hands on too throughout the week. She might want to go out for a walk or something. Other than that, everything is, you know, there's nothing like really major, because most of her stuff, which is like when it's time for her to go get her bills and go to the market, I take her. You know, I drive, I have my license and everything. So 9 out of 10, I would ask the aide to accompany me while I take her to the market, you know, and so she can do her shopping. But other than that, it's nothing really dramatic for the maid to be doing.
But
to
we just
they,
need
know,
to be with her the entire time, I guess. Like, just watch over her, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the watch, yeah, the medicine, and for her to pick up medicine. I just need somebody, like, to help her, like, you know, because she'll try to swim. If she knows that she can get over, she'll get over not taking her medicine at 9 o'clock. She has to take her medicine at 9 o'clock. The aide I have now is, like, a younger person, which is, I think, that she's gotten too comfortable. You know, she's on her phone all the time. You know, my mom, you know, is not barely eating. My mom lost 7 pounds.
Wow.
You know, my mom has dementia. My mom has dementia and bipolar, but like I was telling the lady, my mom is not, she's not a violent person. She's not violent or hitting or throwing tantrums or, you know, like hitting her or trying to hurt her aid or nothing like that. My mom is very talkative. She likes to talk a lot. She's, you know, very cooperative. She just says sometimes when it comes to the medicine part, she'd be like, I'm tired, and you need her to get up and take that medicine. Don't let her try to, you know, swindle on like that. But, you know, like, and then me and my sister, my brother, like I said, we pretty much, we have cameras in there. We have cameras, you know, we have a lockbox in case if the aide needs to get in and she can't hear to, you know, let them in. We have a lockbox for the code that I could give y'all. You know, pretty much we are, you know, pretty much the aide will have support from us too, as well.
I got everything. Yeah. What we'll do is like that. I'll just reach out to our intake department right now. Let me give a check. Are you available now for our intake rep?
I was supposed to for the intake rep. I had an appointment on the 21st. No one never came out. From you guys. I was supposed to have an intake interview, you know, to do the intake, and it was supposed to be for the 21st, and I called back into the office. No one met me out there or anything, and I basically went out there for nothing to my mom's house.
That's weird, because I don't think it was with family first, because we don't even do that, and I don't think you were in our system before. You're just a new case for us.
I'm a new patient. No, they told me they were supposed to come out and do an interview so they can, you know, everything could be up and rolling. So I don't even know. I called into the office and talked to Miss the case manager, the one I talked to when I first signed up, because I found out about you guys by just walking into your office by going to the Chinese store next door.
Let me see if Erica's available for you just over the phone.
I talked to Miss Sabrina. That's who I talked to.
I think I know whom you're talking about, but she's not with us. She does something else. We just got your call from Keystone first. They just gave us your referral that you're interested in home care.
Wait a minute. What's the name of your home care? Is it Prestige Solutions?
We're Family First.
Family First. Are y'all located on Broad Street?
No, we're located on Winding.
Down where?
On Winding Drive. And
I got a card for Prestige Solutions Home Care Agency. Is that 4936 North Broad Street? That's all I want to know.
Let's see, because we're affiliated with a lot of companies. Like, we're just transferring cases one to the other if one can't service, because everyone services different counties, different types. So it might be that
I'm about to call her right now, because I don't want to be signing up for nothing that I didn't sign up for.
Okay, I understand, but which company are you talking about?
The one I got the card for, off of Broad Street. If y'all not on Broad Street, then her name is Sabrina.
Sabrina, okay. And from which agency is she?
How you doing, Ms. Sabrina? How are you today?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
This is Ms. Shavi. I'm calling you because I'm having a situation right now. I gave this information to my case manager. Are y'all, your name of your company is Prestige Solutions, or is it another name? Is it new? Is it called New Home Care or something? Is it family? You think Family First, ma'am?
Yes, we are Family First.
Okay, so this is with y'all. Okay, Family First. Okay, I'm on the phone with the lady now, but I told her that I was under. Yeah. Okay. All right, so thank you. All right, thank you. Okay. Okay, thank you. All right, bye-bye. Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, got it. So you spoke with Sabrina. Okay. So it makes sense. This case is most probably from Sabrina. Sabrina forwards us this case. Because we get
I don't know what's going on. See, that's one thing I don't like, because I need everybody to be on the same page so I could be on the same page so I can know what's going on. Because they, like I said, I was supposed to meet somebody from them on the 21st, and they never showed up. So it was probably with her company. Okay.
Got it. Okay. So let's do like that. I'll just submit all information to intake. I'll submit to our staffing department. I'll let them know. And then we'll just have Erica. She's going to be the coordinator for you until everything is set up. She will make sure you get an aid. She'll make sure that we got authorization from your insurance. And once that's done, we'll just start the case. Hopefully it will be soon. Okay?
So it won't be Monday, is what you're saying?
We'll try. Because once we'll need to look for an aid, and we'll need to get authorization from your insurance. That's two things that we need. We need
reason why I'm asking, because I got somebody there now, and I don't want them leaving for my mom to be in the house by herself if y'all not going to be there by Monday. So
right.
I need
so
to
no,
know.
So don't cancel her. Just don't cancel her until we find an aid for you, okay? Until we just set a start date. Meanwhile, don't tell for anyone, like don't tell for your old agency that you're switching, because then they'll discharge it. Just stay with your old agency until you're set with Family First. And then we'll just do the switch in one day, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye.